Ursa Minor is almost certainly the most appalling place in the universe. Though it is excruciatingly rich, horrifyingly sunny, and more full of wonderfully exciting people than a pomegranate is of pips, it can hardly be insignificant that when a recent edition of the magazine Play Being headlined an article with the words, "When you are tired of Ursa Minor, you are tired of life," the suicide rate in the constellation quadrupled overnight. Play Being, a curious journal devoted in roughly equal parts to galactic politics, rock music, and gynecology, has much to answer for in this respect. The current edition carries the results of an opinion poll in which the central offices of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy have been voted the third hippest place in the whole of Ursa Minor. According to this same poll, the second hippest place in the whole of Ursa Minor is the entrance lobby to the same offices. This is what it sounds like.
Hey, hi, man.
Hi, man. How's it going, man?
Oh, great, man. Stay cool. Yeah.
Hello? Yes? Megadodo Publications, home of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the most wholly remarkable book in the whole of the known universe. Can I help you? What? Yes. Yeah, I passed your message on to Mr. Zani Whoop, but I'm afraid he's too cool to see you right now. He's on an intergalactic cruise. Yeah, he is in his office, but he's on an intergalactic cruise.
And according to this same poll in Playbeing, the hippest place in the whole galaxy is the left cranium of the fugitive galactic president, Zaphod Beeblebrox. Just entering the air traffic space of Ursa Minor Beta is an enormous Acturan megafreighter carrying a larger number of copies of Playbeing than the mind can comfortably conceive.
Ursa Minor Beta air traffic control, this is AMF-3 requesting homing beacon for Planetfall. Come in, control.
Ursa Minor Beta ADC receiving you. Beacon activated. Automatic docking will proceed in 2 hours.
Acknowledged. Thank you, ATC. Oh, makes you sick, doesn't it, Captain?
What?
Look at the visi screen. See that big white city there? The whole blooming thing is just Hitchhiker's offices. Palm trees and so many swimming pools, you need a bloody gondola to get about.
Well, that's success for you, isn't it?
Is it? Is it? Well, I ask myself, all gone soft, haven't they? Hitchhiking, what do they know about it? Get one of that lot to stick out their thumb, it would probably fall off. I mean, it's all just fat cat business. What's the name of that bloke who runs it now?
Maxlecat.
Well, you know what they say, don't you? They had to move to a bigger planet because he gets so fat he kept sliding off the old one. I mean, I've heard, you know. I've heard they've created a whole electronically synthesized universe in one of their offices so they can go and research stories during the day and still go to parties in the evening. Yeah, bloody clever, of course, but it's got nothing to do with the real galaxy, is it? Nothing to do with life.
Talk a lot, didn't you?
Yeah, well, there's not much else to do in these ships, is there? Great automated monsters. I've had 3 buttons to press in the past 500 light years, and that was just to put the coffee machine onto manual.
Docking 1 hour, 54 minutes.
Heater it out.
Actually, I just picked up a hitchhiker.
You what?
Odd block. He was in a bad way. He was hitching the hard way, see. So I said to myself...
Docking in 1 hour, 52 minutes.
Kevin and out. Well, look, who is he?
I don't know. Didn't give his name, and he'd wrapped his heads in a towel, so I...
Heads?
Yes, just the 2. I put him in the sleeping quarters to recover.
I've recovered.
Who the hell are you?
Don't ask.
But
turn the radio on.
What?
No, turn the radio on. Look, if it'll help you to do what I tell you, baby, imagine that I've got a blaster ray in my hand.
You have got a blaster ray in your hand.
So you shouldn't have to tax your imagination too hard. Turn it on.
And news reports brought to you here on the sub-ether waveband, broadcasting around the galaxy around the clock, bringing light and enlightenment to all non-evolved life forms, saying a big hello to all semi-evolved life forms, and causing severe brain damage to anyone higher up the evolutionary ladder than a demented bee. But first, the up-to-the-minute shock news. Reports have just reached us that Zaphod Beeblebrox, the only man in history to terminate his term as galactic president by stealing a spaceship he was meant to be launching, has finally met his end. Yes, the Big Z is now finally Big D-E-A-D. We asked his private brain care specialist, Gag Halfront, if this was just a publicity stunt.
Well, Zaphod's just this guy, you know.
But what about these reports which say that Zaphod Beeblebrox has been eaten by Hagamenon?
Well, he's an impetuous fellow, you know.
And is now seriously dead?